You're listening to episode number 1868 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, December 3rd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
Thursday morning, the 3rd of December.
I've got Friday.
Vacationitis.
Oh, I bet you do.
I don't know if I explained. I'm going to be gone next week. Going to be in Lake Tahoe, as my granddaughter calls it.
Mm-hmm.
And just spending the week. Just hanging.
Hanging.
In our timeshare. I don't want to
out. You figure you're going to sit at home and cook there.
You sit at home or you sit in Tahoe. And it's quite a nice time.
Sit at Tahoe and cook there.
And I could go down to the shore. Okay, it's time for some random facts.
Let her rip.
After college, Ed O'Neill, you know Ed O'Neill from Married with Children and Modern Family, was signed by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Huh?
But he was cut during training camp. So there's a little bit of truth to that whole high school football story of Al Bundy. I'm thinking.
You guess so, huh?
Honey Nut Cheerios don't contain any nuts.
No, they don't.
They're actually replaced with, they replaced ground almonds with, quote, natural almond flavor that comes from ground up peach and apricot pits. And
They're still yummy, though.
Yeah, but you're eating pits. Those were replaced in 2006, by the way. So we've
been eating pits.
Did not know. Now I have to think twice about eating it again. There are 22 stars around the mountain in the Paramount Pictures logo. They represent the 22 movie stars they originally signed in 1916.
Oh.
I think I knew that somewhere.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. A politician named Daniel Webster turned down the offer to be vice president twice in the 1800s because he only wanted to be president. And guess what? The offers came from William Henry Harrison and Zachary Taylor, and they both died in office.
Oh, snap.
Mic drop. Come on, Daniel.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap. Indeed.
If it happens once, you think, well, he probably thought, well, what are the odds of it happening again?
Can you imagine an ex-president having a dictionary, though? I mean, really. Is that
true? That's my
Is that the right Webster, or did I screw up?
That's the first thing I thought about.
Daniel, is Daniel Webster the dictionary guy?
I don't know.
Maybe we're not. No, we assume. Anyway, let's assume away. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, I can't be president, so I'm going to write a bunch of words and tell you what they mean. Ryan Reynolds is helping Taylor Swift usher in her new re-records.
Uh huh.
Yep. That's a good one. I mean, if you're going to be supported, hey,
Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
First, you remember when Taylor wasn't able to keep her original song masters because they belonged to the record company she was with originally.
Right, right. And they wouldn't sell them to her.
And then they sold them out from under her for $300 million.
Yeah, I know.
That's the rudest.
It's so rude. Yeah.
She would have bought them.
But she's getting them back. Because she's re-recording them all.
But it won't be the same.
Well, you know, I don't know. Because everybody knows what's happening.
Yeah.
I think that maybe they might.
All right, so she's re-recording all the old songs. So she's going to own those and keep the chumps from making money.
Yeah, keep the chumps
from
making money.
That's what that's all about.
There you go.
So now that we're all caught up, here's our story.
We're at the story time.
So Ryan Reynolds, he owns an advertising company. And they just released a new ad for Match.com.
Now, that would make a lot of sense why he's doing that wireless commercial.
I guess
so. It's Lime, right? I think it's what it's called.
I think it's called Lime.
Yeah, and it's with he's got the commercial with Rick Moranis in it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was great, because Rick Moranis needs work. And then somebody punched him in the face in New York City a couple of months ago. So it's like, maybe he'll get some money from the lawsuit.
Well, because the guy was found, you know, he's been arrested. And
hello, he just walked up to Rick Moranis and socked him in the face. Really?
I wonder if he knew it was Rick Moranis.
Who knows? But he wears glasses, too. And you know, we were told in grade school, don't ever hit anybody that wears glasses.
That's right.
I mean, that's rule number one.
Probably when the guy found out it was Rick Moranis, be like,
whoops.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That was Rick Moranis.
I better run. By the way, it wasn't Daniel Webster. It was Noah Webster who wrote the dictionary. So way off. So we know nothing about history.
So Daniel Webster lost all the way around and doesn't even have a dictionary to show for it.
But he was a lawyer. Back in the day, he was a lawyer.
It features a snippet of Taylor's new version of Love Story.
Oh, okay.
And the ad stars Satan, who gets matched on the dating platform with a woman named 2020.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I want to see that.
That has got to be from the mind of Ryan Reynolds. Oh, my God. Satan and 2020 hooking up on Match.com while Taylor Swift is singing in the background.
Yeah, but what happens if they have a baby? That makes you stop now, don't it? The song plays for about the last 40 seconds of the ad. It sounds quite a bit like the original version. Wow. And you can check it out on Ryan's Twitter at Van City Reynolds.
Ooh, we're going to have to do that.
That's what I'll be doing as soon as I'm done here.
As soon as we're done here. A little help for Taylor Swift and Satan, too. You know, Satan's getting a little love today.
I guess. Boo.
You just needed Deadpool to show up in that ad. Then it would have been perfect. Anyway.
People Magazine has named their People of the Year.
People.
There
People's
are four.
People.
Yep. There's
people,
four of them.
People, people who need people. I have to pay a royalty for that now.
Are the luckiest people.
Yeah, they sure are, damn
in
it.
In the world.
They are. So, People's People.
Yes.
Is this different than People's Person of the Year or...
Sexiest
Person of the Year. I think they did a Sexiest Person of the Year.
Well...
I think.
This is not the Sexiest Person of the Year. This is the People of the Year.
They're People of the Year.
The four People of the Year.
Oh, they've got four people this year. Okay, all right.
They'll each feature their own cover this month.
Oh, okay, all right.
So, Dr. Fauci.
Okay, deserved.
Yep, Regina King.
I think deserved, given what's happened in our world this year with inclusion.
Selena Gomez.
Don't know about that one. Maybe for
not
the kidney
sure.
transplant. I don't know. Maybe.
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 And George Clooney.
What? Don't get me wrong. A lot of charitable work.
He does.
And obviously, he's now, you know, the spokesperson for Nespresso.
Maybe that's why.
And maybe that's it. Maybe that's why he got a cover.
He was for his Nespresso work.
Yeah. Oh, you know what it was? It was the $14 million he gave out. But he gave that away a long time ago.
And that was not to needy people.
Maybe they're hoping he's going to give some more money out. You know who should have been on that damn cover? It's Halle Berry.
On each of their covers is a headline that reads what they believe in.
Okay.
So Clooney's is, I believe in the American spirit, which is a little out of line since he lives in Europe.
Just saying. Now, I think he's got a house here. But
I think
they live in Britain. I'm pretty sure they live in Britain. And they've got the villa.
Well,
in Italy, they got the villa.
Now, if you're talking about where do you live for the careers?
Yeah.
His career can be anywhere. He can live anywhere.
And he doesn't want to act anymore.
But
he said that.
But her, she's...
She's the one.
Woman's got a big job.
She's got a big job, and she makes really good money. Not George Clooney money, but, you know.
And she can't do it from any other...
But he's not making money if he isn't acting. I mean, he gets
the royalty checks. He is. He's Mr. Nespresso.
Oh, that's right. He's the Nespresso.
Mr. Nespresso to you. Goodness sakes.
All right. I stand corrected. All right, we'll be back one more time this week, tomorrow morning, with more frivolity. And don't forget to pick us up at 4 o'clock in the morning over on That Christmas Channel.
The biggest hits of Christmas and more.
Cece's already got it down. See you tomorrow, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.